Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're going to be covering the ancient practice called Lectio Divina. We're going to spend a little time learning about this discipline, talking briefly and recapping what it is, look at part of its history, and then give you the opportunity to spend the majority of the time practicing it. Lectio-like practices date back to early Jewish contemplation of Scripture, and this is key. When we talk about contemplation and meditation, we're not talking about this in some vague, just loosely spiritual sense. We are talking about the practice of contemplating sacred Scripture, like what God has recorded for us in His Word. We're not talking about emptying our minds. We're talking about filling our hearts, minds, and imagination with the Scripture. The contemplative discipline was shaped through the early centuries of the church, through people like Origen, St. Augustine, the Desert Mothers and Fathers, influencing it before what was really a monastic practice established by St. Benedict. Right? You also see people beginning to formalize Lectio Divina into a four-step process that many followers of Jesus still use today. There's four steps. Here they are. The first is to read the passage. This is the Lectio part of it. Audibly read the passage and reflect on it while you read. You might even find it beneficial to either listen to this being read or read it out loud. Sometimes this just kind of provokes us to hear it in a different way than if we were to just read it in our own minds. But one is not necessarily better than the other. First one, read. The second step is to meditate. You read the passage, read it out loud again, and notice certain words or phrases that stand out to you. You may not know yet why one of those words stands out to you, but pick a particularly meaningful word to you. You don't have to justify this to anybody else, but what is the thing that stands out to you? Here's the third step. Pray over that word or phrase or theme that stuck out to you in that passage. And finally, the fourth step in this Lectio Divina is to contemplate. Think about that passage and talk with God about a key takeaway from this passage. This is going to take some time just to discern and think of it as like exploring the passage, finding the different bounds of where it might take you. Feel free to go down some rabbit trails as you think, reflect, and contemplate this passage. We discussed this earlier this week. Lectio, sometimes pronounced Lectio, is a way to meditate on God's word and process what He is saying to us, or what we believe He's saying to us. It's not about emptying our minds, right? But filling it with Scripture, allowing His words, both in the passage and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, to inform and direct us. So that's what it is. Here's how you can do this. And I'd invite you, if you have a Bible, to open up to Psalm 16. Psalm chapter 16. We're going to follow these four patterns. These four steps. I'm going to read them again and give you the space to practice this. First, read the passage out loud. Once through, read it out loud. Now, here's the Lectio part. Put yourself in the narrative of this psalm and reflect on its significance to you as you read. Second step, read the passage again. Notice any words or phrases or themes that stand out. Again, this is not about justifying why they stand out to you yet, but just take note of them. The third step, take those words and phrases and start to think through, like, what made that significant to you? Just ask the question, why did this strike me today, even if this is a very familiar passage for you? The fourth step to contemplate, ask yourself this, What might God be trying to say to you through this passage, through this word, or through this phrase? What's something you can hold on to through the rest of the day? And finally, just take a moment to pause and rest and ask if God has anything for you in this passage. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.